Thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Potenza, award-winning mystery author. The Periodic Table of Death and Mystery is my monthly podcast, hosted and read for you by Laura Haas. If you'd like more information or to sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.carolpotenza.com.
Lithium, Social Engineering, and the Periodic Table of Death and Mystery. Lithium is a relatively rare element on Earth, present in virtually all rocks. Lithos is Greek for stone, after all. It's been used by the medical community since the late 1940s to prevent and treat mental issues like mania, bipolar disorders, and impulse control problems. But its calming effect on the brain has been known since antiquity. Water from Georgia's Lithia Springs was used medicinally for centuries by Native Americans. And did you know the soda pop 7-Up was originally formulated with lithium citrate as an antidepressant, which was fortuitous since it was patented right around the time of the 1929 stock market crash? Lithium treatment has also been shown to significantly reduce suicide risk in humans and prevents buildup of Alzheimer's plaques and tangles in the brains of mice. Unfortunately, the potential for serious side effects has slowed studies of its effects on dementia in humans. So how might we study lithium's effects on diseases like Alzheimer's? Well, it turns out that a number of cities and municipalities in the U.S. and around the world have detectable amounts of lithium dissolved naturally in their water supplies. Not therapeutic levels, but enough lithium that there may be a statistical difference in antisocial behavior and disease when compared to places with low or no lithium in drinking water. Let's see what kind of research our tax dollars are being used for, shall we? In this first study, the authors compared crime statistics over a 9-year period in Texas counties with drinking water containing no lithium to counties with lithium ranging from 70 to about 170 micrograms per liter. Just FYI, the therapeutic dosage is about tenfold higher. After crunching the data, they found significantly lower rates of suicide, homicide, rape, robbery, burglary, and theft in the counties with lithium drinking water. Wow! How about Alzheimer's and dementia? This study was not as clear-cut once analysis considered variable demographics and health access disparities, but the authors point out that people in the highest lithium counties would have to drink 1,000 liters of water per day to ingest therapeutic doses that work in animal models. Still, read the comments to this article. There's a lot of hope. The last study I'll leave you with is sort of scary because the authors, who see great potential for lithium in drinking water, propose to use it for social engineering. Neato. A quote from the article. Next steps might include testing this hypothesis by randomized community trials of lithium supplementation of the water supply, particularly in communities or settings with demonstrated high prevalence of mental health conditions, violent criminal behavior, chronic substance abuse, and risk of suicide. This may provide further evidence to support the hypothesis that lithium could be used at a community level to reduce or combat the risk of these conditions. End quote. One question. Would you trust me to decide whether or not to add lithium to your drinking water? Come on. I'm a scientist. Mwahaha.
Hey, this is Carol Potenza. Check out my website, www.carolpotenza.com, for more information, including links to my latest mysteries, to our sources, and additional information for this episode. As always, these are my own opinions based on my own biases, knowledge, and understanding. And the websites I've linked are in no way an endorsement. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time on the Periodic Table of Death and Mystery.